Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One of the things that we wanted to talk about tonight is this push for sports gambling here in the state of Minnesota. And when it comes to sports gambling, I've never gambled, and I do like sports. I'm not necessarily a big gambler on sports. But the one thing we've seen ever since that Supreme Court decision that allowed other states other than Nevada to have sports gambling, it has spread. And at the moment, Minnesota is an island here in the upper Midwest where sports gambling bills have been passed and are being put into effect. And ultimately, it'll be regulated and the state will generate some revenue from it. And we are pleased to be joined by a senator that certainly has sponsored a bill in the state legislature. And we'd like to welcome him to the program tonight. And that is Senator Roger Chamberlain from Lionel Lakes, a Republican. Senator, good to visit with you tonight.
Well, good evening. Good to be on. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for the time. And Minnesota is an island when it comes to sports wagering. A lot of states, over 30 states, in some way, shape, or form, have legalized sports gambling. Do you think now is the time for Minnesota to get on board?
Well, yes, absolutely. I'd like to start these conversations by quickly recognizing that this started, as you mentioned, back in May of 18 when the Supreme Court had the ruling. In January 2019, we got this going. Senator Representative Pat Garofalo kind of got it kicked off, and I worked with him. He's a bit of a mentor. So, yes, we believe it's time. We've been working on it for 3 years. There were some delays because of pandemics and other issues and last year budgets, but there's momentum now. The House is a member of the House has picked it up. We have bipartisan chatter in the Senate, and I've been told by directly and indirectly by very reliable sources that they want to get something done this year. So yes, it's time, and we're going to have a proposal maybe next week with some new language to add into the existing bill.
Yeah, and Senator Chamberlain, bipartisan support isn't something we hear very often, but here we go when it comes to sports gambling. And ultimately, that is a good thing. Any bill or any legislation, you'd ideally like bipartisan support.
Right, right. Well, it's like beer and it's like booze and booze and gambling, I suppose. Right. And sports get some bipartisan support across the board. So yes, it will be there. There's a lot of challenges and a lot of interests to take in consideration. So it's not easy. It still won't be easy, but there is momentum, and I believe we'll have a have something that can we can negotiate. Now, we want to protect the interests of the tribe. We've always said that from the beginning. We get it. We want to protect the interests of the tribes. This proposal is good for, will be good for tribes, will be good for tracks, and most of all, it'll be good for the consumers, because the consumers need a good product too that's affordable. It's entertainment. They need a good product, and that's what we're going to aim to do. And we get a lot of people to satisfy in this. So it's still not easy, but we can get it done. Where there's will, there's a way, right?
Yeah. Senator Chamberlain joining us. There is, with any gambling proposal, that there is opposition, and there's sure to be those who will step up and oppose this. Any expansion of gambling is not a good thing, and there'll be discussions of the social costs. Typically, we've seen, though, these bills include some sort of mechanism to help with gambling addiction or other concerns that come out of that expansion.
Right. Well, you know, there is going to be, we would take some of the money from either licenses or the revenue from taxing the online transactions that would go towards Gamblers Anonymous. But as was mentioned earlier, yesterday was the idea that in these applications, there are some things in the online applications that will help slow things down and be a check on the gambling. You know, if you go to poll tabs, you know, there you've seen the you've seen it where people will just keep pulling them out. Well, you have online or mobile betting, there's kind of a break and a stop to some of that. Will that stop everything? No, but it will help a little bit. So there are some measures that can be put in place, as well as the Gamblers Anonymous, that will put money towards.
You talked about the interest of protecting the tribes and their compact with the state of Minnesota in gambling. What would this bill look like? How would the state and the tribes work together as partners in this venture?
Well, ideally what we'd have to get competition and to have good product and availability for the consumers, we're looking at brick and mortar tribe and two tribes. If 11 tribes want to have it, they can have brick and mortar. Then we can have the brick and mortar for two tracks. There's economies to scale here, so you got to have some other things with it as well. There are some tribal casinos and tribes that are too small to really do a lot, but we can have it available, and the tribes can work things out amongst themselves as they do. So brick and mortar, both places, tribes and two tracks. Be some mobile licenses available. Wouldn't be unlimited mobile licenses. And then we would be able to, they'd be able to maybe sublet licenses. And then we would have licensing fees and hopefully get some money to purses for the tracks. And there might be some other things in there that would work out for the track and for the tribes. So the tribes, if the tribes want to have brick and mortar sports wagering governed by federal law, we would have to write a new compact, probably, in addition to the one that's already in existence. And we would have licenses for the two tracks that are outside of the tribal lands. And then the mobile piece that ends up being outside of tribal lands. So that's something the state would control as well, but the tribes would get revenue off of that. So if that makes sense, brick and mortar, online, and mobile options available for consumers, that means you'd have different people running the sports books, and you'd have different odds and money lines. So that's important.
You had discussions? Have the tribes been brought into this to get their feedback on the proposal? How much involvement has there been there?
There has, mostly indirectly. I have had a few side conversations with tribal leaders, representatives, and we understand they keep things close to the vest. So we do what we can to get information to and from, directly, indirectly, but we do have communication with him. And I talk to all the other interested parties, right? Vendors, data, people who or companies who run the data, the local professional teams, not so much the amateur teams just yet, but they have the same issues and concerns. A lot of people out there, a lot of moving parts, a lot of people to talk to, including our legislative members to give them comfort in different areas so we can move this forward. So the short answer is yes, we've had conversations directly, indirectly with the tribes and with all the other numerous parties involved.
Is there a law that's been passed somewhere around the country that Minnesota is going to take a look at or try to model what they do here? Since there's, you know, no reason to invent the wheel if a lot of other states have already gone down and are starting to learn how this works, what doesn't work. Is there maybe a blueprint from somewhere else that Minnesota could look to?
Well, that's a good question, and the answer is yes. We now have a lot, I think 30 states, more than 30 states, have this up and running, including our neighboring states. So, yes, there are. Now, every state is different. We have, you know, with how Native tribes and the states and the citizens review it. Michigan has similar tribal setup, but their compact was different. They have on tribal lands, off tribal lands, and I think they have some
sure.
public, private off tribal land casinos. So every state's a little bit different. Iowa does not have the same constraints, so it was easier. So there are models of how you do this, how you work mobile, who has the experience to run the contracts, and how it should be set up. So everybody's a little bit different, but yes, there are models out there. And we anticipate because of that, it might be fall of 23. If we get this done this year and signed by the governor, it'll be fall of 23. I would imagine we could do it. You know, there's a lot of variables in there, but I believe we could do it by then if we can get it through the House and Senate.
Yeah, and you mentioned bipartisan support, Republican DFL on board on this. Ultimately, what have you heard from Governor Walz? Would he sign a bill that comes to his desk?
Well, Governor Walz has always said that if the tribes agree, he'll agree to something. He'll sign something if the tribes agree, and that's been his position. I won't take it any further than that. But we need to have, you know, the two tracks somehow involved. That has to be viable, and I believe to that end we can get tracks and tribes to agree to something that works for them, and most importantly for, like I said, the consumer. So that's what Governor Walz has said. He signed something if the tribes agree, and I've always believed that we could get to an agreement. If there's a problem, there's always a solution. Some solutions are easy, some are more complicated, but I've always believed from the first day we got this bill out, 2019, started addressing this, that it can be done. This isn't, I mean, it's hard, but we're not flying to the moon here, right?
Yeah.
We're not calculating orbits and gravity fields. We're just trying to satisfy some parties and make sure their financial interests are taken care of. And that can be done. That can be done, right?
Well, Senator Chamberlain, good to visit with you tonight. Thanks so much for the time. And certainly it's piqued a lot of interest, and we'd love to visit again in the future.
Anytime, sir. Thank you very much. You have a great night, and we'll talk to you later, maybe. Thank you.
Yes, Senator Roger Chamberlain, a Republican representing District 38. He is from Lino Lakes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.